This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. The plight of salmon, specifically Chinook salmon, has been media fodder for decades. And during that time, farmers have taken a lot of the heat for creating the problem by drawing down or polluting the streams these salmons migrate to every year. But contrary to popular opinion, Safe Family Farming Director Gerald Barron says it's a problem farmers truly care about.
The problems with the decline of the Chinook salmon compared to all the other species has gotten quite a bit of attention lately, particularly because of the plight of the Salish Sea or the San Juan Islands pods of killer whales.
From there, Barron says that's where the media attention has missed the mark.
There's been a number of stories about how they are starving because they're not getting the mature adult Chinook that they need. And so that tends to raise the pressure on habitat, in-stream flow, you know, the whole foster decision, the whole purse decision that occupied the legislature really had to do with maintaining flows in our streams.
The real problem, Barron says, is much more complicated.
The reason this is so important is because this shows that the fundamental issue affecting Chinook recovery is not habitat, not water, it's not in-stream flows, it's none of those things. It is the explosion of harbor seals, particularly in the Salish Sea.
Listen tomorrow for more on the unintended consequences of the salmon recovery and how Safe Family Farming wants to help refocus efforts to fix the problem.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.